Well, this is after the resurrection. And in chapter 20, we talked about that, and we talked about the one in Matthew's Gospel last Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. And now we're going to pick up the story at verse 19 of John 20. And you remember the guy doubting Thomas? I think doubting Thomas has got a bad rap. Because sometimes we'll say, oh, you're a doubting Thomas, or this or that, and it becomes a cliche. And I hope I can maybe add some insight into that today. New Living Translation starts in verse 19. That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. And as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see, and he showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. He spoke to them and said, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven. Well, one of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, we have seen the Lord. But he replied, I won't believe him unless I see the nail wound in his hands and put my finger into them and place my hand into the wound of his side. 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, and suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. He said, peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into my wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe. My Lord, my God, Thomas exclaimed. And then Jesus said to him, you believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway. We are those who haven't seen him in person and believe. And then it closes the purpose of this book. I like it with John does sometimes. He'll add some things. Like one part he'll say, this book wasn't big enough to put in all the miracles and all the things. One little book. He said, Jesus' disciples saw him do many miraculous signs besides the ones that are recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, that by believing in him, you will have life. And God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.